Maseches Maestros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Continuing on the theme of when produce is chayev in Maestros, this Mishnah needs a brief introduction. There's a lot to be said. We will make it brief. Izahu garnan le Maestros. Now, although, like we said before, when produce has ripened a third, that's when you can take Maestro from it. However, you are still allowed to eat from it. An achilas arai, a kind of a casual eating without intending to make a meal out of it, before you take maaser on it, and you can do so until the produce reaches the point of being completely harvested and stored. Now, this period is referred to as reaching the gairan, ezehu garnan. So that's the lashon of the Mishnah, which literally means a threshing floor, at which point its work is considered complete, and you can no longer eat from it until you take the maaser. Now, the term of gairin, which literally means a silo, is just a borrowed term from the case of grain, whose processing is completed in the silo, when the pile of the threshed grain is smoothed down. And now the Mishnah is going to use that term as a period in time of when the produce is really done. So, ezehu garnan lemaaseros, when is the, quote, threshing floor for maaseros? Hakishuim v'hadiluim mi sheyifasku, cucumbers and gourds after the fuzz is removed, or, and we'll see this theme throughout the next couple of mishnas, v'meining mefakes mi sheyamid arema, if the fuzz was not removed after it has been piled into piles. Avatiach, melons, excuse me, mi sheyishalik, as soon as the fuzz is removed then they become smooth. V'meining mishalik ad sheyase mukta, if they have not become smooth, then when they are stored away in its storage area. Yarok hanegod, vegetables which are usually sold tied in bundles, mishe yoygad, from the time that they're tied in bundles. Vim enei oyged, but if they were not tied in bundles, then ad sheyimale es hakeli, then after the storage vessel has, the keli has been filled. If he does not want to fill the keli, or let's say, in the case he wants to fill up three kelim, let's say, and all he did was partially filled up the first keli, so then he's allowed to eat out of it an achilas arai, ad sheyilked kol sarfai, until after he gathers everything that he wants. So in our case, three full kelim. Kalkala ad sheyichapa. So a produce which is usually packed in a basket when it's been covered. Then ene mechape, if it hasn't been covered, ad sheyimale es hakeli, until the keli has been filled with them. Then ene mimale es hakeli, and if he didn't fill the keli with them, ad sheyilked kol sarchai, until he picked as much as he wants, or gathered as much as he wants. Now, v'amed dvar mamur, what are we talking about here? When does all this apply? B'maylech Lishuk, when all this is talking about when he wants to take this produce and he wants to bring it to the market. But Abu B'maylik Levesai, but when he wants to bring it to his house, he can eat from it Nachilas Arai, a casual kind of eating, until it gets to his house. Now for produce which would not take Meister, you're really not chayiv in Meister until it sees the front of the house. Now, there's a pasuk for this. In the Torah, it says, the pasuk is Biarti HaKadosh Min Habayis, and where it means I've removed it from my house. So, Midar Raisa, only when Meister actually reached the front of the house, that's when you're chayiv in Meister. But the Rabbanon instituted a chiyuv for maestros, which is a fixed type of thing where their preparation is complete and it reaches his yard, which we'll see later on, or even when their preparation wasn't complete but they were intended for sale, when it was ready to sell it, like we just said above, or if it was cooked, or other circumstances which we will get to in Mirtza Hashem soon. Mishnah Vav, Hapered Vehatzim Mukin v'hacharubin, dried split pomegranates, raisins, and carobs. Mishiyamid arema, they are chayiv in maestros after they are stacked. Habitzalim, mishe yifakel, onions after they're stripped of their outer dirty layer. V'meinei mefakel, if they are not stripped, then they're chayiv mishiyamad arema after they are stacked. Now, hatvua, which is grain, mishayimareach, as soon as the pile has been smoothed. V'meinei mimareach, and if it wasn't smoothed, ad shiyamad arema, then he's chayiv after it has been stacked. Hakitniyos, literally pulse, kitniyos, mishayichbar, when you pick the kidney ice, there's still pieces of earth in it, so then you're chayiv after you sifted it. Then ainai kaiver, if it wasn't sifted, ad sheim areach, then also until after the pile has been smoothed. Afal pisha meirach, who's up the Mishnah, says, even though it was smooth, still, nevertheless, noitel min hakutayim, umin hatzadadim, umin masha b'secha tevin v'oichel, even after it has been smoothed, he can still take from the stalks that remained, or from the sides of the pile that weren't smooth, as well as from that which was not separated from its husk, and he can still eat an achilas arai.